Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of January 2019. Supreme Court has observed that an executing court has no jurisdiction to decide whether the court which passed the decree had territorial jurisdiction. Supreme Court has pointed Delhi government's delay over the proposed Delhi-Ghaziabad Meerut RRTS and asked all stakeholders to finalize the project in a week. Supreme Court has observed that non-payment of salary for work done by the employees who serve by virtue of an interim order of a court would tantamount to taking beggar from them. Delhi High Court has prevented www.sis.com from downloading copies of the Times of India and the Economic Times newspapers as well as the logo of the Times Group till further orders, after Bennett, Coleman and Company, BCCL. Complained of illegal use of its trademarks. Supreme Court has directed forensic audit of real estate giant Unitech and its subsidiary companies to probe alleged financial irregularities and diversion of home buyers' funds by its promoters and directors, which led to the company failing to complete housing projects. Bombay High Court has imposed costs of 25 lakhs rupees on a couple, after they prevented a court-appointed receiver from inspecting and seizing copyright-infringing goods from their factory. Patiala House Court has questioned Delhi police for filing a charge sheet against former Jawaharlal Nehru University Students' Union President Kanhaiya Kumar and others in a 2016 sedition case without procuring requisite sanctions and also refused to take cognizance in case. Kerala High Court has ruled that medicines, imprints and other materials used during procedures at hospitals do not constitute sale of goods, and hence, sales tax cannot be levied on these. Karnataka High Court has observed that insistence on high cash security as condition for bail would amount to discrimination and denial of bail itself. Kerala High Court has stayed imposition of goods and services tax, GST, on tax collected at source, TCS. Madras High Court has directed Nilgiri's collector on the 11th of January to evict encroachers from public land, bus stands and water bodies in the district. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has said that the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, should not hear any third party other than the applicant who has taken a company to the NCLT and the company which is the corporate debtor itself, at the time of the admission of a case. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has allowed the former directors of IL&FS Group to withdraw 2 lakh rupees each per month from one of their bank accounts after intimating the tribunal